The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But what do you guys call your spouses when they do something like that to you?
Oh, hey, that's great. That's very nice.
Look at the restraint that Gabe is showing right now.
I'll say it.
Chewy, I could use a little.
I call my girlfriend Mussolini when she starts dictating.
I like that.
You know, we've been waiting 20 minutes for you people. What do you think, you're Mussolini?
Back off, puffball, it's not my car.
Yeah.
I like it because it's got the historical reference as well, right?
When she turns into the dictator and starts telling me what to do.
Josh is so highbrow that he's got to go back to our world history books.
Wasn't talking to you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They
friends, we sit and count. 7:02 and I'm already exhausted.
Oh, you too?
Is there anything that takes the wind out of your sails? Like a 322 snowstorm? Woke up this morning to a text from Joshy that said, however much time you were planning on giving yourself this morning, give more. It's bad out there.
I was about half... A little more than halfway done with my driveway at that point when you sent that text.
Oof, you were shoveling?
Yeah, shoveling. I don't have a snowblower, Jen.
Would you like me to help get you one? Sure, we have some partners we could call up. Although, do you think you need a snowblower anymore this year? See, that's the thing about a March 22nd snowstorm. At this point, haven't you mentally kind of put the snow shovel away?
So, at the new house, we have, I mean, we don't really have a backyard. It's just a long, and most houses on our block don't have like a driveway going to a garage. They just have a backyard. So we have this long driveway, and there's nowhere to push, you know, put the snow. Like, I got to pick halfway through the driveway, try to push it all toward the back, and then push the other stuff towards the front just so I have some place to put it. And when we first bought the house, multiple people looked at the driveway and went, whew, man, that's, you're going to need a snowblower. I go, the hell I do. So... Now I'm going to, at least for a year, to try to avoid any sort of backlash of, hey, told you so.
Oh, stubborn gonna strikes
have to,
again.
Yeah, going to have to just be shoveling the driveway. Not just obviously today.
Yourself.
Honestly, we could easily hook him up with a partner that I'm sure would love to work with Gabe Neitzel and get him a snowblower. But instead, on principle, he's going to shovel his long-ass driveway. And Chewy is hanging out down there in Florida like a real jag hole.
As much as Chewy loves saying I told you so, I hate hearing I told you so. Like, it just rips apart my soul.
Is it a wet snow or
it's a dry? Heavy
it's a heavy wet snow.
It's a leave shame. Early, slow to a crawl, hyper vigilant, two hands on the wheel, bleary eyed, staring at the brake lights in front of you. I threw my hazards on once I got on the interchange, guys, because people started sliding around, and I was like, you know what? Throw those bad boys on, bring it down a couple speeds, and just crawl.
I'm glad you got here as early as you did, Jen. Like, as I was calling you for our meeting this morning, I looked at Josh and Chewy was on the phone. I'm like, should I even be calling her? Just because I didn't want to be a distraction to anything going on as you were trying to drive to get into work.
I was already
morning.
Here. I was sitting in the parking structure decompressing. Like, whoop,
from the drive.
Made it through that.
If it makes you feel any better, it's raining here. So.
Oh,
it's not poor you.
Poor baby.
Hold on, let me think. No, it doesn't. it doesn't make me feel better.
But his day is going to be ruined.
His day, he told us yesterday, his day was already going to be ruined. Remember, he had all these big plans. We talked yesterday about how we were so surprised that the big guy, it's on his Mount Rushmore of sports events, March Madness. And so today the big guy and his wife, who he has a name for, but we shall refrain from referencing the name for. You guys are going to a sports bar, right? You're going to go to a sports bar.
We are.
Lock it
we
up.
Got it. We got a surprise guest. that is
the
coming
Blammer?
Along with us? No.
Flew down the Blammer for March Madness? That's how much you missed
Frankie
him?
Bag of Donuts will wow. be here around noon.
Oh, number 52 in your program, number one in your heart.
And then we scouted the place, talked to a few buddies. It's actually Matt Geiger's sports bar that we're going to. If you remember that name from a blast from the past.
Former NBA player.
But there was an attempted hijacking.
What do you mean there was an attempted hijacking? It seems like you had a pretty clear path yesterday of, hey, tomorrow my wife is taking off. My job is to find a sports bar for us to go to because typically yes. we're in Wisconsin for this. We have our spot, but down here we don't have our spot. So it seemed like you had a pretty clear straight line, find a sports bar. That's where you're spending 5 to 6 hours today.
I did. All right. So Frank was a late addition to the group, right? So with Frank joining the group, now my wife feels that she needs a few friends to come along because me and Frank will be predominantly talking to one another.
Sure.
Throughout the afternoon.
That's fine.
And they tried hijacking the thing. Well, we want to go to this place, which is not a sports bar. It's on the water, horrible TVs. And I'm like, hold on. This is our thing. It's not your thing. This is our thing. So I had to put out a few fires and stood strong, and we're going where we said we were going.
Oh, man. What did this...
Did you put out fires or did you fan a fire? Because you typically don't bring things down.
No.
You're saying not much of a diffuser?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
More gasoline on the fire yeah. than extinguisher.
Because well, I see you as a bleep that, bleep them, we're going here.
Do you guys have friends like that, though?
Hijackers?
That just hijack?
Yes.
Like, plans are all set, great, now let's go to this place. And you're like, what happened here?
Mussolini and her friends are very, very big victims of that.
Speaking of fanning the flames.
Yes.
Didn't you get in trouble for that yesterday?
You got in trouble, actually.
What a shock.
You know what? That tracks. You know what?
Dave, yeah,
somebody does something on this show, I get in
yeah.
trouble.
You enjoyed it too much, and she was unhappy with you finding
you
this funny.
You are literally the whipping boy of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Not only do I get in trouble with the bosses here when you and Chewy do something wrong, now I'm getting in trouble with Josh's girlfriend when he does something wrong. How is this my
life? The shoe fits, Gabe.
Yeah, I just got to put it on, I guess.
All right, so your girlfriend is similar in that she will try to hijack the plans.
Not her.
Oh.
It's usually the friends. When the friends get involved, things spiral in manners that, like, if it's a casual, oh, we were just going to X brewery for a drink and maybe the food truck they got there, next thing I know, I'm at three different places. I'm out for 7 hours, and it's like, well, this wasn't what the plan was, and what am I doing now?
Well,
this
wait
wasn't
a minute,
my day.
Though. Wait, you want to defer blame to your girlfriend's friends? I would argue that in this situation, it's you or your girlfriend. She's responsible for her friends, so she has to control her friends. You don't have to step across the line and control her friends. She is the one who has to be the liaison. She has.
He doesn't have to
message.
Reach across the aisle.
Exactly. She has to say to them. And similarly with Chew, it feels to me like Angie needed to say to her friends, like, no, this is our thing. You shouldn't have had to have that conversation with your wife's friends.
But, you know, we're only down here for a handful of months. Her friends live here year round, so she always defers to them on the best place to go.
No. My guy did some scouting. You told us you scouted locations. If you went in blindly, if you were just doing the thing where you close your eyes and throw a dart and try to hit a spot, then I think someone can come in and say, no. But you actually did the legwork.
Well, okay.
And most times, I don't care. I don't care, you know? But when it comes to sports, when it comes to Sundays, when it comes to Masters, when it comes to the tournament, no, I'm driving the bus.
How much legwork? Right, how much legwork did you actually do?
I made a text.
You made a text?
Yes, I made a text.
It does sound better than just sent a text.
Seems like a lot more effort was involved.
No, crafty.
Like, I created a text.
It sounds like when you have a child and they made a poopy. You made a text. No one says that.
I'm going to from now on.
I made a text.
What do you mean? What do you mean you made? Can you please expound upon the text that you made?
I sent a text to my buddy who's lived here for 30 years. I said, where outside of this one place that I didn't want to go to? It's called Ferg's. It's kind of the sports place. It's right next to the Trop. I don't like it.
So
I just don't like it.
Probably a little too overcrowded. Sure.
And this place is great. Brand new, great food, bar food, poke bowl, the whole thing. It's going to be wonderful.
Okay, so you said you did a little bit of work. I see. I was trying to picture you going out to different sports bars and like ordering drinks at the sports bar to try to determine which one you were going to go to today. But you just making a text actually tracks a lot more than you actually scouting location by location yesterday.
But let me ask you guys this: when it comes to an event like this, because I love the tournament, how do you rank the sports bar? I rank it number one on TV.
TV,
two food. What's three? Atmosphere? I don't like, in this situation, dirty, skanky dive bar.
There it is.
What?
Just avoid that word.
Yeah.
Skank or dive bar?
And if you say the former versus the latter, he's not going to know what that means either.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
It's TVs. It's quantity and quality of TVs. And then it's food, and then it's vibe. Yeah. I guess I
think specials, though. Like, if there's, like...
you're talking about a deal.
Because I've done it where it's, like, extremely cheap for a whole bucket of beers, mm-hmm. and you can, like, you're just going the whole day with all your friends and barely spending any money.
Yeah. I believe that Potawatomi and Rockin' Brews is having a heck of a special right now on beers. I was there last night. They got a bucket of beers that you can get to watch the tournament games at Rockin' Brews. So if anybody's looking for a spot today, if you're able to navigate the snow out there and the treacherous conditions.
If you're going with your buddies, I think the bucket of beers and, like, deals like that, to me, is ahead of food because... I mean, bar food, there's a basement of how bad it can be, but you can manage.
Yeah.
Especially if you have more buckets of beer.
Correct. Uh-huh. Yes, Jim.
You know what it's right next to, too?
What's it next to?
Top Golf.
Oh, boy.
When he said word was going to be less. And I was like...
Which would not be a bad place to watch the tournament.
Not at all.
I can't wait for you to have too many buckets of brews with your pals at the sports bar, go over to Top Golf, start launching golf balls over the nets and getting tossed out.
I see him falling into the net that on the second floor that protects people.
But am I right, though, about who's responsible for managing that type of conflict? If it's Chewy's wife's friends who were trying to hijack hijack the gig... Isn't it on Chewy's wife then to kind of put them back in line? Chewy shouldn't have to have that conversation, right?
I choose to not say anything disparaging.
Yeah,
nothing disparaging
about Chewy's wife. I'm not putting anything on her plate. I'm not telling her she should have done anything. I'm not saying anything.
What the protocol is,
yes,
Chew.
I totally agree because this is a special day. We're trying to set. Because I told you guys for years, me and her on Friday, probably the last 8-10 years, would go to Champs,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're trying to start a tradition down here.
Yeah, a new one. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but that goes out the window when she talks to her friends. It's like she loses her mind.
So did they not understand? Did her friends not understand the assignment? That the assignment was to watch the tournament games today, not necessarily have a nice view by the beach.
Social day.
I don't know. They just can't help themselves from driving the bus. In an instance like this, it's like, no. Right?
Yeah, no, you did the right thing, and I am glad, and I am proud of you, bud, for putting your foot down.
There's a part of me that also wonders if they think he can't handle it. Right? If they think, his wife called him brain injury yesterday. There's a part of me that wonders if his wife's friends also think he's a big dumb animal.
But,
if they listen to the show.
Hold on, because there was an incident after that. Now, I got ratted out, and she's walking back that she ever said that.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think the walking back was like she knew I wouldn't challenge her in that instance because I already challenged her. On the sports bar.
So the last thing I want to get to before we get to Jason.
So then you're going to challenge her behind her back on the radio show.
No, but let's remember this woman negotiates for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And everything in my life is a negotiation. Like I can't come in here into my studio. I don't have an office. Okay. She has an office to my studio. I can't come in here till 10 till 8 because she's got to run on the treadmill. That's my life.
I mean, I'm starting to understand why her friends think they can call the shots. I just want to ask one more thing before we take a break here. Last night, it was revealed in our group text chain that you are, in fact, Chu, tied for first in our ESPN bracket with 10 other people. Ashton also revealed love your team name, but he did not reveal what the team name is. So I want to see, what is your team name, one? And I hope it's not something that you can't say on the radio.
You can say it.
Okay, thank you. And two, Joshy, is he still tied for first?
He is not.
Darn it!
He is tied for 15th, but there's like a 10-point difference between it. So there's...
So he got one game wrong versus...
Well, he's gotten three games wrong so far, but that there's people with 140, he's got 130.
Chew, okay. That's a hell of a run.
97th percentile.
Well, I knew Duquesne... And it's their first appearance in like 27 years, would beat BYU. Is that who they were playing?
Yes.
I knew they would. Upsets. Wait a minute. What was the match?
So there was a couple upsets that I picked that I nailed, just had a feeling. And I'm not going to lie, I don't know my team name. I know it has something to do with snow and yellow snow.
Yeah, never eat yellow snow.
Never eat yellow snow.
Appropriate
Which is
for
very,
today.
Hold on, very apropos for today.
Not by you, though.
Yeah, I hate you a little bit because you not have to deal with it.
I know.
Jason Wilde's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you may have low testosterone, not even realize it, because if you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy that maybe you had a year or two ago, you're probably thinking like I did, oh, I'm getting older, it's just kind of the way it is. No, that's low testosterone. And it doesn't have to be that way with Mentality. It's an easy process. You go to lowtusa.com, set up an online meeting with Mentality's team that fits your schedule. After the meeting, get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back. If your testosterone levels are low, then you work with Mentality on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. That's what's great about it. It's customized for you. It's not one size fits all. They might want to make sure that your levels are where they need to be for you. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more at lowtusa.com.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
We have come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Always great to check in with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde, specifically regarding the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today? Are you getting snow where you are?
We are. We got about 3 inches right now.
Oh, we're getting dumped on, absolutely dumped on this morning. So remember, everybody out there, be safe, take it slow, get to where you're going. Jason, you guys had Mel Kiper on your show yesterday. He said a lot of interesting things. The one that I'm most interested in was his conversation about Cooper DeJean. This guy, for whatever reason, has been very polarizing for Packers fans. Some people really like him, and some people think, nah, he doesn't fit the scheme as well as some other players might. What was the impression you got talking to Mel Kiper yesterday about Cooper DeJean as potentially being a Green Bay Packer?
That he's really good, and... if you want to play him at safety, you can play him at safety. If you want to play him at corner, you can play him at corner. I'll be honest, I understand that there are people that fancy themselves experts. I don't know enough yet about Jeff Hafley to be able to authoritatively say, well, this guy doesn't fit his scheme. I don't know. I would defer to Chewy. He's the one who played in the NFL. But I think good players can always fit your scheme, and you make adjustments to your scheme to make good players play well, and you'll find a spot if you think the guy's that good. So I don't know. You're right. He is polarizing. There are people that have strong opinions about him. I'm not sure why that is. It's not like he played offense for Iowa. That would be a good reason to ask a question about whether he's any good. He's an intriguing player. I mean, if he's the number one safety in Mel's opinion, but he's also like the second or third top-rated corner. I want somebody that has a skill set that allows him to play both like that. That is not very typical. So, you know, we'll see where he goes. We'll see if he's still available when the Packers pick, and we'll see if the Packers want him or not.
Jason, what are they doing with Rudy Ford? And if the season was to start today, who is penciled in at number one at that other safety spot?
Probably Anthony Johnson Jr., the seventh round pick that they took last year out of Iowa State. But yeah, I don't think they're done. They can't be done, right?
I don't think they
have enough safeties right now. And again, I do think, and this isn't just wild speculation, this is kind of how Goody talked, actually talked, at the scouting combine last month, that after what happened on offense last year, with all those young guys growing quickly and being ready to play and play well down the stretch and going through growing pains together, he wants to do that on the defensive side of the ball. He flat out said it. And so maybe they are done. Maybe they don't think that there's a need to add too much more. I think they only have three of their own unrestricted free agents that are still available that either haven't re-signed with them or signed elsewhere, and Rudy Ford is one of them. Your guy, Josiah DeGuara, also one of them. So, look, I think they still need help at safety. I think one of the things that Goody has been really good about beyond his draft picks has been finding bargain players later in the free agency cycle that can help them. I would think that he would still want to do that. But again, if he wants to replicate on defense what they did on offense last year, I would say that was great, but that's not typical and that's not easy to do. And B, I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's what he did.
Jason, we've had the conversation before about the NFL kickoff, and it seemed like they were trying to get rid of it. But with this new hybrid kickoff proposal that they're going to be talking about next week at the owners' meetings, it seems like they're trying to revive it. So am I to believe that there's an actual possibility that they pass this through and try to save the kickoff?
I think so. I think what they have found is that their coaches, their players, do not want the kickoff eliminated completely. And while they have kind of half-heartedly eliminated it with some of the more recent rules changes, I think the feeling here is that they need to find a way to make it a little more compelling. And that, you know, that's a great thing about these minor leagues, if you will, is that it does, and they've got connectivity between the NFL and what is it now, the UFL?
The UFL.
Where they're able to test drive stuff. And this seemed like a really good incubator to try these types of things and see if they work and are effective. And so, yeah, I think there's a chance they're going to do this. I think it needs 24 votes to pass
mm-hmm.
out of the 32. I wouldn't be surprised. And I remember asking during the season, Troy Vincent had made a comment about how the kickoff was basically dead. And I remember asking Rich Bisaccia about that. And Rich Bisaccia gave, you know, a pretty passionate response of saying, I don't really care what Troy Vincent says. The kickoff needs to remain in football. And maybe there's been a groundswell of that beyond him that has led to them saying, all right, let's figure out a way that we can serve both the idea of keeping guys safer and keeping the play as part of the game and have it be still a meaningful play. Because I think we can agree, Keyshawn Nixon made it a meaningful play two seasons ago. Last season, it became even more difficult to make it a meaningful play. And most teams, if you kicked it to come down inside the 25-yard line, many teams fair caught it so they get it at the 25.
Jason Wilde hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this snowy Friday morning. And since we're talking about special teams, let's just continue it for a moment. Can never have enough teams talk on a Friday. Apparently, Bill Huber reported yesterday that the Packers almost signed a veteran kicker to serve as a challenger to Anders Carlson. Is not revealing who that kicker was, but it does sound like the Packers at least know they need to have some kicking competition. Do you think that this will be a legit thing? Josh, you was quick to remind us this morning that Mason Crosby was in a quasi-kicking competition at one point, but it was not a real kicking competition.
How dare you besmirch Giorgio DeVecchio like that, Jen?
Yeah.
You could have given me $1 million and I wouldn't have been able to pull out
Giorgio Tavecchio.
Well, don't feel bad, Jen, because Mike McCarthy didn't know his name. He called him Sergio.
Sergio. That sounds better.
Sergio Tavecchio. Yeah, he didn't even bother to try Tavecchio. And there were a couple of other. They brought another guy in late in camp one year, and they had kicking Sam Ficken a few years ago as well. Look, again, Goody did. He flat out said that they were going to bring in competition. I would love to know. You know, Bill's really good at getting agents to talk to him, and I'm guessing that he had someone tell him, you know, this my guy was ready to go sign with them, and maybe it was on the kicker's side that he decided, yeah, I'm not sure that this is a real competition. I don't want to be Sergio Tavecchio to Anders Carlson's Mason Crosby. But I would say this. I think they will have kicking competition. I think, you know, what was weird about that last year was that they so are big believers in the value of competition, right? Like, how many times do we hear LaFleur and Goody talk about how valuable it was to have all these wide receivers that were kind of all on the same plane, and you're competing to keep your starting job if you've risen up the ranks because the guys behind you are nipping at your heels. And the one place where they really didn't compete was kicker. They just handed the job to Anders Carlson, and so maybe they see this as a way to make him more effective and give him an opportunity, you know, to feel that competition and rise to the occasion. I mean, you know, the only other place that I remember a guy, and this is based on Adam Stenovich's comments, but like he threw Yosh Nyman under the bus in a big way for not rising to the competition. And quite frankly, I feel like this coaching staff believes that if you're not the type of guy that rises to the level of the competition, then we don't really want you around. And that's kind of how they treated Yosh last year.
Last thing for you, Jason. It's a big day of basketball as both Wisconsin and Marquette will be in action. What is the most important thing for a sports bar, for that type of venue, for you? We're putting it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Is it quantity and quality of televisions? Is it the bar food? Is it the deals? Gabe was talking about these places that offer a bucket of beers. Is it the ambiance, the vibe? What draws you to a spot to take in a day's worth of basketball?
Food. I think you can tell that by looking at me. Food. Definitely the food.
All right.
Do you have a go-to food item?
I shouldn't eat them. You know, I'm of an advancing age now, and well, I think I've got good arteries and veins. I shouldn't be clogging them up with chicken wings, but a really well-prepared, like,
yes,
crispy chicken wing is really hard for me to pass up.
Now I'm salivating.
Yeah. Next time you're in Milwaukee, Jason, shoot me a text, and instead of waiting, you know, wherever you wait for your daughter to get done with ballet, we'll go grab some wings at Points East, and we'll have a good time.
Oh, Points East, haven't been there in a very long time.
I will take you up on that, although tomorrow I think we're going to be in Milwaukee again. Maddie's got ballet practice in the morning, and I think Sydney and I were maybe thinking about taking our clubs with us and heading over to AmFam Field.
Ooh.
And seeing if we can hit a few balls at X Golf. So
that, yeah, sounds like a great little adventure.
Yeah, that's a great place too. Just shoot me a text if you want to do that, Jason. I might be able to get you hooked up with a person or two.
Oh, you know somebody?
I know somebody who knows somebody.
He knows a guy. He's got a wing guy, and he's got an indoor golf guy.
He'll use those
and he's
connections.
He's got an electrician guy. An electrician guy named Keith.
But did you hear earlier this, Jason? He will not use his connections to get a snowblower. He'd rather be stubborn and snow shovel because someone told him, you're going to need a snowblower. And he said, the hell I will.
Well, Jason, the driveway at my new house, it's very long. And yes, you would look at it and think that you need one. But because people told me that I needed a snowblower, I've decided I don't. After doing a round of shoveling, I realized it probably would be helpful. But at the same time, I can't stand to have those people come back around and say, see, I told you so. So we're just going to shovel it for, I don't know, probably till the end of time at this point.
Super healthy.
I could not be more Team Gabe.
I have
a beautiful Aaron's snow thrower in my garage. We have now made it through two winters where I have treated it like Cameron's dad treats the Ferrari in Ferris Bueller. It has not yet been out on the driveway. It just sit. I just sit and look at it and admire it in the garage, and then I go out with my big widescreen, high-resolution shovel that covers like 4 feet wide of the driveway as you push it, and I am stubborn too. God bless you, Gabe Neisel. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Jason.
Congratulations on the matching streaks. Jason, have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on ESPN Milwaukee.
You know how much we love Palermo's, and hopefully your freezer's already stocked with Palermo's so you can just kick back, watch the tournament games, throw a pie in at lunch. Hey, why not do it for dinner as well? Because if you get the different brands, you're not eating the same thing for lunch that you're going to have for dinner. Because with Palermo's, their family of brands includes Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, and Screamin' Sicilian. They've been doing this for 60 years, so it's no wonder they can have all these brands and all these brands can stand out and be great. That means that if you have a certain appetite or a certain taste for a certain slice, Palermo's is sure to satisfy that appetite. Find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Never miss out on a second of the show. Find Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. Sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drink.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and on days like today when the snow is falling and you need a little help getting through the day, you need to try Celsius Energy Drink. I use it all the time to get through football season and, of course, on the days when I am dragging. Peach Vibe is my go-to, but the sparkling grapefruit has been a bit of a... What's happening right now? We're moving around? We're doing some... All right. Sparkling grapefruit has been taking the wind out of my sails on the old Peach Vibe. Celsius is the essential energy drink that I choose to stay on top of it all. Find Celsius at your local Pick and Save or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Thought you were more professional than the dog from Up.
You got up and started walking around the studio.
I walked 5 feet over to another to test, make sure the camera's working for when Craig shows up.
Okay, to be fair, how often do you usually get up in the middle of a segment and walk around?
Yeah, but again, I figured you were more professional.
When you're at college game day doing a report there, are people just standing still and silent?
No, but again, I'm used to people moving around. The very best part, and I hope that people saw this on the stream on YouTube, was Gabe putting his finger in front of his mouth like I was a child.
Well, yeah. Finish the read.
Daddy got home from work late. Little Cindy Lou Who. What the hell? Put his finger up in front of his mouth. Shh. I gotta be honest, what I actually thought happened was that Chu disappeared.
Oh, okay.
Like Chu was gone. He had, and you were gonna go over and just look on the monitor to see if he was still there.
Yeah, no, we were testing because Craig's going to be joining us in studio, because typically he's with us right now, going to be joining us in studio next. We wanted to make sure the camera was operational, so we just did a quick test.
Gabe is giving me a hard time because I dropped $20 last night on the Nets at Potawatomi.
Well, first it was $5. Then
I thought it was $5. It wasn't $5. I dropped $20.
Well, let's go through your betting slips here, Jennifer.
No, I can't go through all of them. But
because there's not enough time?
But we should talk about the Bucks.
You do have a problem. What the?
Yeah, especially when you hear some of the ones she's throwing money on.
So just so you know, I put $20 last night on the Nets and this is what I was telling Gabe, when I heard that Middleton wasn't playing and that Giannis was questionable. Second night of a back-to-back, I thought, it was a plus 375. I dropped 20 on it. It would have paid out 95. I thought, let's just see. And then Giannis did play. And then it was like a one-possession game with like 2 minutes to play. And I thought, maybe I'll win some money here. And then Dame Lillard did what Dame Lillard does, which is knocks down big buckets down the stretch. And Bucks went on to win that game. And we are going to talk about that with Craig Karmazin when he comes in studio with us in just a few minutes. Gabe said I'm not allowed to wear Bucks gear.
No, I mean,
for how long?
2 weeks.
So you
minimum,
bet against the Bucks?
Yeah,
you bet against the Bucks.
And this is the second time she's done this in the last 2 weeks.
What are you doing?
The only bets I hear about the ones against our teams.
But the last time I won.
Gabe. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Chu. Like, there's got to be some sort of punishment.
Look at those tickets. Is there a Marquette bet in there somewhere?
So you can't bet on Marquette at Pottawatomie. You can't bet on the Wisconsin college teams.
Yeah, can't bet on the college. You can't bet on local college teams. That's kind of a universal thing with all these, even like in other states, Chu, with like casinos that are opening.
Why would they do that, Chu? And what?
Point
why?
Shaving? Well, I'm very familiar with point shaving.
I mean, not
having
you,
attended Boston College.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
There you go.
We got Craig Karmazin coming up in just a moment. We did put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. What's the most important thing for you at a spot to watch games like today? Is it the food? Is it the TVs? Is it the deals? Bucket of beer? We'll ask Craig Karmazin that when he comes in studio with us in just a moment.
Bunzl's Meat Market, 90th and Burleigh here in Milwaukee. Make plans to visit Bunzl's this weekend. Get ready for that weekend full of basketball. You can kick back on the couch and relax after you get yourself some fresh marinated chicken wings, just $6.39 a pound. Get all white meat chicken salad, $8.99 a pound. Bone-in pork steaks, $3.99 a pound. Center-cut boneless pork loin roasts, $4.99 a pound. And whenever you stop in for Bunzl's, make sure you stop in, grab lunch at the delis from Bunzl's, 90th and Burleigh. You will not regret it. I love going there. Probably make a stop over the weekend when I have to do the grocery shopping over the weekend. Check it all out. Bunzl's.com for specials, store hours, and more.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The other side of the world, and I'll let you know if I want to come back and coach your little game.
He's Jay Peterman.
Ian Rappaport tweeting yesterday, and I thought this was interesting. The Broncos
Burma?
The
that
last few weeks. You guys done?
I got more.
On 94.5 ESPN. It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
I am so impressed with Jordan Love, you know, and I think, like, Packers fans should feel so good about Jordan Love.
Fridays with Mo.
I think Rodgers never spoke out and was direct, and Giannis should be praised for being clear so that everyone knows, hey, Giannis told the organization what he wanted.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Friday.
We will be hanging out with Craig Karmazin this evening at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. You know they've got something bigger and better and bolder coming the first week of May. Mark your calendars. It is the long-awaited grand opening of their state-of-the-art sportsbook venue. 2,000 square foot video wall, luxury seating for more than 200 people, an expanded food menu, and a broadcast booth. Bet big and bet bold, which, Gabe, is what I do. I bet big and I bet bold.
We're going to talk about that.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Craig Karmazin joining us in studio today, and we have a big event happening this evening.
Wait, is that open or it's about to open?
May 3rd.
May 3rd, okay. Because I just volunteered to drive Steve, the president of our company, to the airport.
I thought you were going to say to Pottawatomie.
No, to I'm driving him to O'Hare on Saturday, and it may be because, you know, it's just an excuse during the tournament to cross the border and all that. But once that sportsbook's there, oh.
So you can make bets now, as I did yesterday.
You have a few there.
Made a few bets.
Okay, Craig. Does Jen need to be punished? She has now, in the last 2 weeks, placed two bets.
Not 2 weeks. The other one was the game before the All-Star break, just to be clear.
In the last 2 weeks, she's placed two different bets against the Bucks.
What?
Against the Bucks.
Wow.
She bet against the Bucks last night.
The facial expression
just
kicked over my direction was bad. So it was the game before. I think it was the Memphis Grizzlies, and I had really good odds on the Grizzlies, so I took them. And again, I don't ever bet big. I mean, I know Pottawatomie says bet big and bet bold.
You just said you did.
Bet $20, $5, like nothing egregious.
Right. That's exactly the point. If you were betting big and betting bold, if you were like, hey, it was $5,000, I'd be like, all right, I understand. But for $20 to root against your team?
Yeah, rooting against.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not. You're predicting.
I know you.
No.
You are so competitive.
It's called hedging.
No.
If they win the game, that's
agree.
A win. If they lose the game, it's also
totally
a win.
Agree.
Chewy, you are
agree.
Wrong too. Chewy, you would be betting for your bet, not your team. Nobody bets for their team when they're betting against their team.
No.
Don't lie.
Last night, again, I bet, I thought it was five, it was 20. Because I had heard Middleton was out, and then I saw that Giannis was questionable. So while the odds were 375, I said, I'll just drop 20 on the Nets last night. And the Nets are terrible, right?
And like, you were excited when they were coming back, when the Nets were coming back.
I told Gabe, it gave me a little adrenaline rush.
Exactly.
Right? And then, of course, Dame Lillard does what Dame Lillard does, which is hits big buckets down the stretch, and the Bucks went on to win. I wasn't angry.
Chewy,
I was like,
outside of your kids, there is nobody you would root for over your bet.
Outside of my kids, yeah, you're probably right.
He's not like, oh yeah, I bet on the Bears, but I'm really rooting for the Packers, even though I bet on the Bears. Chewy is rooting for his wallet or his kids. There's nobody else.
So
you
shouldn't
know
there,
me too well.
There should be some sort of punishment for Jen. Like she's constantly coming in here with, you know, wearing cool Bucks gear, and now she's constantly betting against them.
Yeah, I actually you're almost like an executive with the Bucks, where you can't even do that, right? I mean, you're part of Bucks Plus. You're part
you're
of a presentation.
An executive with the Bucks. Since we're talking about the bottom line, let me check my bank account and see if it confirms that I am almost an executive with the Bucks. You know what you should do? You should punish me by not letting me go to Thanalysis tonight. That would be a punishment.
I mean, that would be bad. I mean, this is going to be so cool. It's like the fact that this is happening in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee, like, kind of blows my mind. We're having an event tonight where Giannis, the best player in the world, who literally could live anywhere in the world, he gets to choose what city he lives in, what team he plays for, out of every basketball league in the world. Sure, he's going to play in the NBA, and then he chooses to play in Milwaukee. And then on his off night, a guy who is as dedicated to his family, who during the season just missed two games in the last week, is choosing to do an event out with us and the fans on his Friday night. Like, it is so, like, surreal that this Thanalysis event is happening, and it is going to be so fun for all of us to be a part of it.
Craig, what would you give Doc for a grade thus far? I would give him an A. I think he's unbelievable. Tough situation. I just look at the power rankings. They're number four. They're right there.
God.
I'd give him an A.
Find something you love as much as Chewy loves power rankings.
Chewy
folks.
Loves power rankings.
He loves it so much.
I was very fortunate last night. We sat in the Wes Eden seats rather than my normal seats. So we got to sit basically with Doc Rivers. Chewy, you would have loved it. Like, the amount of times he would tell guys, stop complaining about the refs and play basketball. Or the amount of times, like, it was like a, like when people are like, oh, those NBA guys, you can't coach them. He was coaching them hard. And he and Giannis were mapping things out on, like, the X's and O's. Like, he is really able to coach superstars, which I think is a difference that we didn't see earlier in the season. So when you have your best player is your hardest working player and willing to be coached like Giannis, and then you get a Hall of Fame coach who is actually going to coach him and the rest of the team hard, I think all the difference in the world. And I'm with you, Chewy. It's not because of the record. It's an A because the defense has been the number 10 defense or 9 defense in the NBA since he's gotten there. And you could just see the connectedness of the team has improved, despite last night being an ugly one on the back end of a back-to-back.
Let's get back to Thanalysis Live tonight. First of all, are tickets still available?
Yes.
Okay, so TALiveShow.com, TALiveShow.com, if you want to get your tickets for tonight. What are you most looking forward to for the event?
I mean, there's a surprise guest. And
Frank?
I mean, Steve Politziner, GKB president, he's the surprise guest.
I know, someone's like, oh, Craig, are you going to, like, no. When Giannis is there and Thanasis is there, and you're going to say someone's a surprise guest? Like, no offense, but it can't be AJ Green at that point, right?
Like, all right, hold on.
Like,
Craig,
AJ Green was the surprise guest last night for the Bucks, like, where he went crazy. But, I mean, the surprise guest has to be pretty big if it's going to be called a surprise guest when Giannis is already one of the guests.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how big is the guest? And be honest.
Well,
I don't know how much you want to give away.
No, I can't give away. I'm going to say,
is it 8, 9, 10? If Giannis is a 10, is it 8, 9, 10?
I think the guest is a 10.
Yeah.
Now, y'all are great now.
Groobs is a 6.
David
Okay, Groobs is at least a 7.
I love Groobs.
He's the most famous man in Milwaukee.
In Spokane, Washington with the Auburn Tigers, so he will not even be there tonight. There will be other Groobs. Stephen Groobs will be in attendance, but not David Groobs.
It's so good that there are so many of them that they can
David Groobs is a 6, is his son Stephen Groover like a 5, 3.5?
Jen
was like 3.5, 2?
I was waiting for Gabe. Gabe has the most experience with that group.
With Stephen Groobs? I mean, again, David's a 7. He's the most famous man in Milwaukee. Yep. Steven, he's working his way up there. He's probably a 4.
And then to be fair, the special guest this evening is a one 10. Of the most famous people yes. in our space.
Yeah. I mean, that's we're going to stay away from clues, but I think it's
that
a 10.
Wasn't a clue.
And I think it's a 10 because it's not necessarily someone you would expect to see in Milwaukee. On a Friday night.
I know
night
who it is. I got it.
Basketball.
I already got it. I got it.
You know what? You know, he's going to give it away, just so you know. So you might want to shut off his camera because he's going to mouth the words or he's going to write it on a plate or
people
some
just
other,
need to think.
Some other.
They just
I'm telling
need
you,
to think.
This is dangerous territory right now.
He only knows two names, Brett and Frank. And he already knows Frank when he is 6.
Yeah, Frank's with me today.
They could possibly be him.
Chewy keeps waiting. He's like, oh, is there going to be a surprise plane? Is it me? Chewy thinks it might be him.
So I did not know this until you guys, we were talking about this yesterday. But so Thanasis has been doing this podcast for over a year now. And he has gotten a number of big guests. And right now I know he's got Jake Paul on it. And it's really cool. The number of people and the quality of people he's been able to get. But he's never interviewed his brother on the podcast before?
Never had his brother on the podcast. Now, when we started working with Thanasis for season 2, I told him, you should tell him your brother's not allowed on the show. But I thought that might, in a like making him play hard to get kind of way. But Thanasis is clearly a better marketer than me.
Wait, is he's that like, your method of the dating scene? Because we could have conversations about how that isn't working for you, bud.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we know how well that works for me. So it's amazing. My idea was never have Giannis on. His idea was like, why don't we actually have Giannis on and have everyone get to come? I was like, you know what? That's actually a better idea. I should listen to you more often. So it's the first time he's interviewing his brother.
What do you think people want to hear, Craig? The family stuff, how they grew up? Because I wouldn't think they'd want to hear basketball stuff.
No,
that's
I don't.
Stuff I want to hear.
I think it's people want to hear how like they actually talk to each other when they're not in front of people. Like, I think that's the beauty of podcasts, hopefully, for people, is you're able to be your most genuine self. So it's like, okay, I've seen them interviewed, but this is like how two brothers talk when they're together. Like, think about you and your brother, Chewy. Like, I want to see how people really act, like, when they're not on TV, when they're not, you know, because a podcast really is an intimate event. And that's what it's going to be tonight at Potawatomi.
So I think that the surprise guest isn't going to be Jack Golke, right? Like, that'd be just too quick of a turnaround after he hit 10 threes last night.
I also believe he's busy. I think he's got another game to play.
I mean, he could fly him
in,
fly him out.
We were in New Orleans when Marquette was in the Final Four. And Syracuse...
In 2003.
Yeah, Syracuse beat Kansas, right, in the other... That was in the other racket. Or no, Syracuse didn't beat Kansas because Syracuse beat Kansas in the finals.
Yeah.
Syracuse won in the other Final Four to play against Kansas in the finals. And I know we were at an establishment at 5:15 in the morning, and Carmelo Anthony and Hakeem Warwick were at the same facility at, it was probably maybe 4:00 in the morning. And when we woke up bleary-eyed on whatever that would have been, Sunday morning, like on that CBS day between Final Four and Championship, there were Carmelo Anthony and Hakeem Warwick sitting right there next to Jim Nance, all snuggled up, looking like they had gotten 12 hours of sleep. So what college basketball players can do on a night after an NCAA tournament, who knows?
But his stat line this season is every kid's dream, right? 327 three-point attempts, 8 2s.
That is like...
Wow, that is crazy.
That's Steph Curry ruining basketball for everybody, right? I mean, that's that's Steph Curry, right? That doesn't exist without Steph Curry.
Yeah. Probably not, no. But Steph does shoot twos. Like, Steph drives, gets into the lane, does things like 8 2-point attempts. That's outrageous.
That's insane.
I would like to see them have a deep run. We were talking about earlier in the production meeting. Obviously, Oakland is the team that knocked Milwaukee out of the Horizon League. Milwaukee would have gotten the automatic bid and been in the dance. had they won that game. Golkey's got the connection being from Pewaukee, but we also, there's the chance that he will be a one-hit wonder. There's the chance that he will have this enormous game, he'll spring on the scene, everybody will be talking about him and acting like they knew him all along, like we did here in Wisconsin, which got us thinking of the other list of one-hit wonders. Are there any people that pop when you think March Madness, when you think NCAA, and you're like, that guy was a one-hit wonder, that guy had an incredible run during the tournament, but then we never heard from him again?
I mean, TJ Sorrentine is a deep cut. Do you remember who that
is? Hell yeah.
I don't.
He was shooting from Steph Curry range before Steph Curry. He was on like Vermont and they beat Syracuse back in the day. He was like literally pulling from like 35 feet back in the day. I'm saying, who else were those? I mean, Bryce Drew, does he count as a one-hit wonder?
I got Bryce Drew on my list. Yeah, 1998 when they played Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He was at Valpo. Here are some of the people I pulled.
How about
this
Tate
morning.
George?
I didn't have Tate George on the list. Who did Tate George play for?
He UConn.
Okay.
He had a big, big buzzer beater against Duke. He played in the NBA, but he still like wasn't a super, superstar, and he has one of the most important shots in NCAA history. But if you're thinking about those guys who like average...
The McClanes?
Who you got, Joe?
The McClanes?
Yeah, oh, like when Villanova... when Villanova beat Georgetown. I mean, if you think about like those UMBC or like those crazy 16-1, 15-2, 14-3, trying to think there was a guy who averaged, who was a guy who had a crazy run through the NCAA tournament? I don't know if we've ever heard from again. He was from this tiny little school, beat the Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16. Remember that?
No.
From Davidson?
We're trying to talk about Steph.
that guy, Steph Curry, who was too little. His dad played in the league, but he was too little. He was never going to be an NBA player. I mean, that guy had a nice run through the NCAA tournament. Almost made it to the Final Four.
I got folks weighing in saying Jerry McNamara. Was it Jerry or Gary?
No, Jerry.
Gary McNamara?
Jerry was at Syracuse.
Ali Farouk Manesh.
Oh.
The conscience of a burglar. I will never forget that call for as long as I live.
He 2010 pulled up, Northern Iowa?
Yeah, he pulled up from three. Like, they were up by two with, like, 30 seconds left. The ball is in the front court. He grabbed, he's just by himself, fires a three and buries it to put him up by double digits. And the call was, I think it was on Westwood One Radio, was, oh, the conscience of a burglar.
That's a good one.
That's a good line.
It's a really
Kevin
good one.
Kevin Pitsnoggle?
Oh,
from West Virginia,
West Virginia.
2005. Bryce Drew was on the list. And then Adam Morrison, who we were discussing yesterday because he did so well with Gonzaga in the Gonzaga. Do you guys have a preference?
Well, I can never remember what to say. So I always in my mind have to say Zags. So then I remember it's Gonzaga because you're supposed to say whatever the Zags is.
So Gonzaga. But then Gabe was saying he has a very vivid memory of him crying on the court.
First of all, Adam Morrison was too good. Like, if you're in the conversation for Naismith Player of the Year,
he can't be on the list.
You can't be on the list. And yes, then he famously, after they lost, I remember him vividly crying, yes.
I mean, he was like a top 10 pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he didn't do anything in the league.
And that was supposed to be the only time Gonzaga was going to be good. And now they've been in the tournament like 25 straight years. It's crazy.
Craig, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We will see you this evening at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel for the live podcast taping of Thanalysis with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Tickets still available. Gabe, that website again is?
TALiveShow.com.
TALiveShow.com. If you want to sit in a room with Thanalysis and Giannis and a special guest this evening at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Have a great one, everybody. Stay safe out there on those roads.
Ewald makes it easy. It's a promise they made in 1964 and continues now 60 years later, making car buying easy for families across Southeast Wisconsin. Celebrate Ewald's 60th anniversary with special savings on over 1,300 vehicles. You can shop the easy way with the lowest prices guaranteed. And with Ewald, you know you are backed by Ewald's exclusive 20-year to 1,000-mile warranty. So hurry in now. 60th anniversary sale for Ewald. They've been doing this for over 60 years. And of course, they make it easy. Just start at ewaldauto.com.